In a personally and politically revealing interview, Barnaby Joyce and his partner have laid bare the details of their affair, which led to the demise of his career. The former Deputy Prime Minister admitted he knew his staffer was pregnant in mid-2017 and that it would damage his political standing. But it didn't stop him from recontesting his seat in a by-election without revealing the breakdown of his marriage and his new personal circumstances. Political reporter Melissa Clark filed this report.
I never intended for any of this to happen. I never intended for anyone to be hurt. And no. I'm sorry.
Part public penance, part fundraising feature. Barnaby Joyce and Vicky Campion were paid by Channel 7 for an interview about their affair and newborn son Sebastian.
Everyone else is making money out of this kid except for him.
They were vague on exactly when their relationship started, but they found out Ms. Campion was pregnant in mid-2017.
As soon as Vicky was having Seb, I knew that the day would come where I'd have to step down. I wasn't going to have Seb as the Deputy Prime Minister of Australia. I was going to make... That was absolutely certain.
Despite this, the then Nationals leader contested the by-election in his seat of New England in New South Wales, keeping the breakdown of his marriage a secret.
I suppose towards the end I was fighting more out of spite than logic and just thinking I'm not going to let these people beat us.
He dug in until February this year when the affair and separate sexual harassment allegations forced him to stand down as the Nationals leader and Deputy Prime Minister, but not before questioning the paternity of his unborn child.
Well, a lot of people thought, gee, way to throw your partner under the bus.
Yeah, well, it was actually a decision we made together. Now,
I didn't say, use the words grey area.
Okay.
Ms. Campion considered terminating the pregnancy and said she was pressured by political allies to do so.
So they came to me, they said, you have to get an abortion.
Yeah, that's the absolute scum of the earth people that you can involve yourself with. That's your Australian Parliament.
For a tell-all interview, they didn't exactly tell all. The pair wasn't asked about Ms. Campion's employment in Mr. Joyce's office or her redeployment to well-paid jobs for other Nationals parliamentarians, nor were they asked about taxpayer-funded travel, which is currently being audited by the Independent Parliamentary Expenses Authority. In the heart of Mr. Joyce's New England electorate at the Tamworth Hotel, the televised interview played in the background on big screens usually reserved for sports. The patrons that ventured to the pub on a cold Sunday night were disinterested or unimpressed or both.
Oh, I think it's a bit rich if you get a claim, you know, you're that sort of traditionalist about marriage and all that sort of jazz and go about the way you're doing.
Nobody on the public purse should ever get paid by a private corporation to do an interview ever.
It seems like a lot of sensationalism.
Melissa Clark reporting there with assistance from Elle Rickson in Tamworth.